From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Today we continue with our study of the conversation between Nicodemus and the Lord Jesus as it's recorded in John chapter 3. We will be looking at the verses 4 to 7. Have your Bible open there. We'll be turning to it in just a moment. Our hymn is sung for us by a Salvation Army choir, and it's the Fanny Crosby favourite, Saved by Grace. But before we listen to it, let me quickly remind you of tonight's programme at 9 o'clock. I will be drawing our study of the things which will announce the return of Christ to a close. Tonight's topic, the last but one in the series, is entitled When Buying and Selling Will Need Antichrist's Permission. Of course, I will also play another extract from the free sermon we are offering to our listeners. Looking for the Dawn is the title of it. That's at 9 o'clock tonight. Join with me then, please. Here's that hymn, Saved by Grace.
Golden sun beneath the rose, it
turning to the chapter 3 of John's Gospel, and we're going to read verses 4 through to 7. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The response of Nicodemus to the Saviour's assertion, Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, verse 3, is to question what the Saviour said. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 4. This shows how blind and ignorant regarding spiritual matters this learned man was. What I say of him, I must say of each and every one of us regarding our natural state. This is the spiritual state into which we were all born, and the state in which we will remain until we are born again. Paul's description of each one of us is given in Ephesians chapter 4 and the verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Darkened, alienated, ignorant, blind. Those are the terms that Paul uses to describe the state of the human being before they are regenerated by the grace of God. Now, first of all, this doctrine of Christ's completely puzzled Nicodemus. How can a man be born when he is old? This was something that he had no knowledge of. Yet he should not have been in ignorance, for this concept is plainly set forth in the Old Testament. That is why the Saviour says to him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verse 10. This doctrine is in the Old Testament. Listen to the prophet Ezekiel. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Ezekiel chapter 36 and the verse 26. This is the doctrine of regeneration, or the new birth, that Ezekiel is setting forth. The doctrine of the new birth, or spiritual resurrection, was not something that Nicodemus, as a teacher in Israel, should have been ignorant of. It was indeed set forth in the Old Testament. Nicodemus thought only in physical terms. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? The phrase born again literally means born from above. The Saviour wasn't talking about an earthly, physical birth. He was speaking of a heavenly and spiritual birth. It is surely easy to understand that just as we must have a physical or earthly birth in order to live in this world, so we need a spiritual or heavenly birth to live in the kingdom of heaven. The Saviour divides the two births in verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. We must not confuse them, as did Nicodemus, nor forget that the Saviour is here speaking of a spiritual birth when he says, Ye must be born again. Notice the Saviour's reply to Nicodemus. The Saviour patiently responds to the question of Nicodemus, though his ignorance must surely have been a vexation to the Lord. The Saviour replies by repeating his assertion. Irrespective of the response of Nicodemus, in which he clearly suggests that what the Saviour was saying was incredible, the Saviour repeats what he said and underscores its importance by again using the phrase, verily, verily, or truly, truly. Man's questioning or rejecting of a gospel truth does not cause it to cease being the truth. The Saviour uses the terms water and of the Spirit. Just what is meant by water? Is the Saviour referring here to baptism, Is it through the water of baptism that the new birth occurs? Let Peter answer the matter for us. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. The water of which the Saviour speaks is that seed of the word of God to which Peter refers. The Lord Jesus frequently used water as a symbol of the word of God. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. John chapter 15, verse 3. Paul refers to the Saviour's work of redemption in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 26. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The word of God is the agent that God employs to regenerate the soul by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let it be remembered that Christ never baptized anyone. This is stated in John chapter 4 and verse 2. But he did go about preaching the word of God. Paul said, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 17. If the water spoken of here by the Saviour was indeed baptism, then Christ would have baptized converts in order to save them, in order that they might be born again, and Paul could never have uttered such a statement as that which I have just read out to you. Finally, the Saviour reiterates the absolute necessity of the new birth. "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Verse 7. Dear listener, do not marvel at this truth, but believe it, and heed the Saviour, and seek his face for mercy and pardon. This is not a matter over which to battle, but rather it is a truth to be believed. Paul said, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Titus 3:5. The great evidence of the new birth is personal faith in Christ. "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." 1 John 5:1. From the new nature formed at the new birth comes a personal faith in Christ, an utter reliance on his sacrifice and death alone for salvation. May God open your heart to this truth today. Next week, we will consider the final words that passed between Christ and Nicodemus. Please join me then. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.